This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, February 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Biller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. U.S. ag shrinks again. Vilsack hits the hill, and crop insurance cost estimates grow. Census confirms ag consolidation. Fewer farms, more feedlots, bigger operations, older and still mostly white producers. Those are some of the highlights or lowlights of the 2022 agriculture census released yesterday by the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Groups ranging the ideological spectrum from the American Farm Bureau Federation to the Environmental Working Group are concerned about the continued decline in farms, down 7%, and farmland, down 2% from 2017. Many of the farms that disappeared between 2017 and 22 had sales of 100,000 to 500,000 or less than 10,000 EWG notes. Meanwhile, farms with sales higher than 500,000 grew from 146,568 in 2017 to just over 173,000 in 2022. That's an increase of 18%. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the latest census numbers put in black and white the warnings our members have been expressing for years. Increased regulations, rising supply costs, lack of available labor, and weather disasters have all squeezed farmers to the point that many of them find it impossible to remain economically sustainable. The farming population is still mostly white at 95.4% of respondents identified as Caucasian. Black farmers, 1.2%, Hispanic, 3%, Asian, 0.7%, and American Indian, 1.7%. The average age rose to 58.1 years old. Cover crops reach more acres but fewer farms. The census also shows cover crops appeared on more acres of cropland in 2022 than they did in 2017, that despite being planted on slightly fewer farms. Farmers planted cover crops on 17.9 million acres in 2022. That represents a 2.6 million acre increase from 2017. Some 153,402 farms planted cover crops in 2022, which is 74 fewer than 2017. I might have expected total cover crop acres to be a bit higher than the reported 18 million acres, but we have to take into account the lower harvested cropland that year, the fact that it was a dry fall in 2022, which tends to significantly discourage cover crop planting, and the fact that the new boosts in cover crop incentive funding had not kicked in at that point, that the word of Rob Myers, the director of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. But use of cover crops rose by 24% on farm operations of 500 acres or more, jumping 49% in operations spanning 2,000 acres or more, Meyer says. Those are very positive numbers for cover crop adoption, he said. Now, looking ahead, Meyer says he expects to see a more dramatic increase in cover crops captured in the 2027 census that due to significant boosts in incentive funds and a much greater effort on cover crop education that is getting underway through USDA Climate Smart projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vilsack heads to Capitol Hill. On the heels of the census release, Vilsack testifying today before the House Ag Committee. The secretary is certain to make the case for the administration's focus on small and mid-sized farms and underserved producers. His appearance comes as the House and Senate Ag Committees are mired in an impasse over funding for the new farm bill. The secretary has suggested using the Commodity Credit Corporation to help farmers deal with a decline in profitability. CBO boosts insurance costs and IRA outlays. The Congressional Budget Office has raised its 10-year forecast for the federal crop insurance spending by 22%, that according to an analysis by the GOP staff of the Senate Agriculture Committee. The higher estimate, quote, is driven by higher expected crop prices and an additional 30 million acres projected to be insured each year, driven by an increase in pasture, rangeland, and forest utilization, the analysis says. Now take note, the analysis says it isn't clear yet whether this latest baseline could be used to make cost estimates for a new farm bill. That will be up to the Congressional Budget Committees, and another baseline is expected to be released this spring. More IRA funding available? Well, the uploaded CBO baseline shows as much as $16.4 billion in from the Inflation Reduction Act could be repurposed in the Farm Bill, a $1.7 billion increase from the net outlays calculated by CBO last May, that according to the Senate Ag Analysis. But net outlays for each of the four conservation programs covered by the funding differ slightly from last year. The biggest contributor to the overall difference in total comes from a new line item called technical assistance, and that includes $1.2 billion in net outlays. While these funds were also part of the 2023 analysis, they were accounted for differently, according to Senate Ag GOP spokesman Patrick Kramer. Food companies standardize date labels to prevent food waste. The Zero Food Waste Coalition and 23 food companies are urging leaders of the House and Senate committees to step in and create standards for date labeling terms. There currently are 60 different types of standards in use across the U.S. The letter calls for passage of the Food Date Labeling Act. It would give companies two options for such labeling. A best if used by label, providing the date, quote, after which food product's quality may deteriorate, or a use by label, displaying what date the product should be thrown out. The current label environment, guided by a patchwork of state laws, can lead consumers to confusion over when they should throw out products they purchase, the organization said. This uncertainty is believed to cause around 8% of consumer food waste, the letter says. Now take note, the companies on the letter include Amazon, Danone North America, DoorDash, Nestle USA, Unilever, Walmart, and Whole Foods Market. Now, for more on the issue of food waste and the White House strategy to reduce it, plus a look at a major new market opportunity for biofuels, check out our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Today's report is a wake-up call to everyone who plays a role in agriculture policy or who shares an interest in preserving a thriving rural America. We are at a pivotal point in which we have the opportunity to hold tight to the status quo and shrink our nation's agriculture sector further, or we can choose a more expansive, newer model that creates more opportunity for more farmers. That's the word of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on the 2022 Ag Census. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, February 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.